When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Red or Dead, a bi-weekly podcast where we talk about the world of mysteries and thrillers. This is episode 132, and we are recording on Sunday, July 24th. I'm Katie McLean Horner, along with Nezra Javed, and we are coming to you from Book Riot. Hi, Nezra, how are you doing today?
I am okay. It's been a nice Sunday morning. My husband just came back from his week-long trip to Australia.
Wow.
So he's jet-lagged and sleeping. And I am just tired because I have a three-year-old. So I am not jet lagged or sleeping right now. So,
but wish you were sleeping, probably.
Yeah. So, but it's all looking good. How are you? How has your week been?
Well, it has been very busy because at work, I've known about this for a while, but this week it was made official. Our library director is leaving for a new job, and I have been named the interim library director in his wake. So
amazing.
Yeah, I am completely like, I'm still a little shocked that this has fallen in my lap. If you had asked me 2 months ago, if I thought I would be in a position to be the director of any library, I would have been like, are you out of your mind? But yeah, so this opportunity fell in my lap, and they're still going to be doing a search for a permanent director. And so there's still other stuff to that. If I want to apply for the permanent position, there are still things that would need to be done and whatnot. But for the in the interim, I am going to be the person in charge, and also doing managing my current department as well. So it's going to be a lot, but I am excited, and I have really excellent coworkers, and we're looking at ways to best spread out the work to make sure that I'm not, you know, they're not just dropping a metric ton of stuff on me and then going, well, have fun. So yeah, it'll definitely be, it'll be a huge change, but I'm really excited about it.
Yes, congratulations. You're going to be amazing at it, and I'm sure whatever comes your way, you're going to rock it.
Yes.
All the best wishes for you. You got this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That is such a great note to start this episode on. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Happy note.
Yeah. Yes. What have you been reading?
Not much. as you can imagine, I've been busy at work, and then I come home and I'm like, what? But I am continuing to listen to Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil before my upcoming road trip that my husband and I are taking in a couple of weeks, which actually is a really good point for me to pause and let everyone know that for our next episode that will be airing after this one, we are going to be having book rioter Kendra Winchester on as our guest host while I am on vacation. And if you have not read any of Kendra's Book Riot articles, she is really big in, she's really big into audiobooks. That's a big focus, as well as disability lit. And she's just written some really awesome stuff. So I'm very excited for her to hop on to Red or Dead for the time period that I'm going to be gone. But yeah, I'm really loving the audio version of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. And since it was published, well over 30 years ago at this point, there are certain parts of the book there are certain attitudes that have not aged as well as others. In particular, I'm talking about some of the author's reactions to the character of Lady Chablis, who is a black transgender drag queen in Savannah. And if for anyone who's read the book, she is the most memorable person from this story. And again, this is nonfiction. So she is 100, she was 100% an, you know, a real person. And I think he does a good job of conveying her voice and whatnot without it without it sounding like a caricature. But some of his less progressive opinions about transgender people sometimes come through. It's not so horrible that I have to be like, yeah, I cannot listen to this. But like I said, some parts haven't aged as well as others, but it's still a very engaging true crime slash character study of a very memorable place. And I am really looking forward to continue listening to it as we inch closer, and hopefully I will be able to finish it before we actually arrive in Savannah. So what about you? Have you picked up anything new since the last time we spoke?
I have not. I have been watching Miss Marvel on Disney, and I do not have much to contribute in terms of what I'm currently reading. I have hopefully more to report, but Miss Marvel is excellent if someone's looking for a wonderful show to watch that is not too gruesome or dark. Or do over, you know, it's perfect. It's perfect, perfect. But yes, with that, let's jump into our first sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawk, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books and all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters, and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawk on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. This is one I'm actually super excited about. I liked Leigh Bardugo's other adult fantasy books, and so I'm really looking forward to this one. It's set in the Spanish Golden Age during a time of high-stakes political intrigue and glittering wealth. It follows Luzia, a servant in the household of an impoverished Spanish nobleman who reveals a talent for little miracles. Her social climbing mistress demands Luzia use her gifts to win over Madrid's most powerful players, but what begins as simple amusement takes a dangerous turn. Luzia will need to use every bit of her wit and will to survive, even the help of Guillén Santángel, an immortal familiar whose own secrets could prove deadly for them both. So The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo is on sale now. And like I said, it's a must-read of the season. It's perfect for anyone who loves history, a little bit of magic, a lot of danger. You can get your copy now at LeighBardugoTheFamiliar.com. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo, for sponsoring this episode.
All right. So if you are a new listener, welcome. We are so delighted to have you. If you're a repeat listener, welcome back. We are so excited that you continue to listen to us every 2 weeks as we talk about mysteries and suspense and all things scary and suspenseful. So yeah, so this is the point of the episode where we always put out a call to our listeners to let us know if you have any suggestions for upcoming episodes. Believe me when I say that we truly do use these ideas to plan out future episodes. They're really helpful when we don't have any brilliant ideas. And they also help us expand our own reading horizons. They let us know what you, the listeners, would like to hear more of. It's just a win-win situation all around. So whether you're looking for suggestions for a subgenre that we haven't talked about recently, or you want us to talk about some big news item that's happened recently that a lot of people are talking about, or movie adaptations, or author read-alikes, or whatever the case may be. If it's mysterious and suspenseful, it falls under that umbrella. So if you have any ideas or recommendations, you can shoot us an email or reach out to us via social media. We will have all of our contact information at the end of the show and in the show notes. So we just put out the call ahead of time just to get those creative juices flowing while you're listening to us. And even if you don't have an idea and you just want to say hi, that is also awesome. We love hearing from our listeners just in general. So feel free to just send us a note, even if you don't have an episode suggestion. And if you enjoy the podcast, definitely leave us a review over at Apple Podcasts so that other people can find us. And with that, I'm going to jump in really quickly to our one news item, which before we started recording, I'm like, this is kind of outside mystery and suspense, but as Nezra pointed out, this falls under the dead of Red or Dead. And so this is horror related news, but I think will still be of interest to a good number of our listeners. So if you are a fan of horror literature, you are probably familiar with the author Paul Tremblay, who has written some of the most intense, like, emotionally shattering horror novels of the 21st century. And one of his biggest books, Cabin at the End of the World, is being adapted for film by M. Night Shyamalan, which is... That's a huge name to have attached to any adaptation. The film is going to be called Knock at the Cabin. So it's a different title, but it's very much based off of the plot of Paul Tremblay's novel. There was a lot of speculation about this when the movie was still in production, and it was unofficially confirmed. If you hopped onto the IMDb page for the movie, it said, like, writer or a writing credit, it said Paul Tremblay, and everyone's like, well, that's got to be that book. So the news is finally out for real now. It's going to be starring Jonathan Groff and Rupert Grint. And yeah, it's very much a take on the kind of home invasion type of horror story, but with the Paul Tremblay twist. And I will say with M. Night Shyamalan, he's done so many movies, and his movies can be hit or miss. When they hit, they're really, really good. When they miss, a lot of times they're really, really not very good. I'm just saying that my personal opinion. So I am very much hoping that this is a very solid hit for M. Night Shyamalan, because I just love Paul Tremblay's writing. And yeah, I just hope this ends up being a really good adaptation. So we've got a link to the announcement, and there's also an interview with Paul Tremblay that's really interesting. So we'll have that in the show notes. But yeah, if you're a horror fan, or if you're a mystery and suspense fan who doesn't mind taking, you know, dipping your toes into those horror waters a little bit, put this one on your radar. So once we have a release date for that, we'll be able to announce more info.
Yes, I have not read his Cabin at the End of the Woods, but I feel like it is a fitting title for this episode, which all of you will find out why. But I've heard of his book, A Head Full of Ghosts, which is...
Oh, so good.
Oh, you've read it? Okay, because...
Oh, yeah.
I have so many friends who have read that, and they're like, clear your schedule before you get into that book.
Mm-hmm. And be emotionally prepared. Like, both, yes, my husband and I read it, and by the end of it, like, he came out of the office after he read it looking kind of dazed. He's like, what just happened? I'm like, I know, I told you.
Oh my goodness, I need to read it ASAP. So yes, so I am super, and I love all of M. Night Shyamalan. Like I know he has some hits or misses, but I love all of them. Like, I'm sorry, but yes, so super excited for this one. But with that, let's jump into our discussion of the show. So our discussion for today is basically vacation reads. It doesn't have to be, beach reads, but the beach is with you everywhere. So it's vacation reads. And what me and Katie and I decided to do was one read you should take on your vacation with you, and one that you should probably skip, you know, reading on your vacation. And I love it because there's so many books out there that you read and you're like, well, I'm never doing that again. So we've got it. We've got you covered. We've got you covered so you don't accidentally, you know, pick up a book off your prime destination location and read something very dark and disturbing about it. So, but also we've got nice reads that you can take and lose yourself in. So, you know, you'll be covered either way. So with that, Katie, how about you start us off with, what did you pick first? Is it a read we should or shouldn't take on our vacation? And, you know, away we go.
Yeah. So my first pick is one that you should bring on the vacation. Now, that's not to say it's not, you know, dark and intense, but mysteries and thrillers really make for excellent beach reads, because when I think beach read, if you'll allow me to go off on a quick tangent here. Like when I think beach read or vacation read, I'm thinking something that is immediately immersive. You don't have to think too much about it. You want to keep reading it. It's like just the perfect book to spend a few hours, you know, laying out on the porch or, you know, laying out in the sun or, you know, sitting at a cafe or whatever the case may be. You want a few hours where you can sit and enjoy and just be immersed in this story, and you can't put it down. Like that to me is the definition of what, you know, what an ideal vacation or beach read book is. And for that, my pick is The Chain by Adrian McKinty. And this book came out a couple of years ago. It's funny because Adrian McKinty came out with a book this year called The Island. And I have not read that book. My understanding of that book is that you would not want to bring that on vacation because it's about a family that's on vacation at this gorgeous island, and then they are being chased by a very sinister and deadly person or group of people or something like that. So check your Adrian McKinty books carefully before picking one for vacation. But the reason why I picked this book is because I feel like it fits those parameters of what's going to make for a good beach read or vacation read. The concept of The Chain is immediate and intense, and it's slightly ridiculous, but you just kind of go with it. So the story starts off with Rachel dropping off her daughter, Kylie, at the bus stop for school. Kylie is like 13 years old. And while Kylie's at the bus stop, she is approached by a masked man with a gun who forces her into a van. There's a woman in there and a man and the man, and they tell her, you're going to be okay as long as your mom follows our instructions exactly to the letter. She has to pay a ransom and then find someone else's child to abduct. And the people who have kidnapped Kylie are parents themselves. This has been forced upon them, and the only way for them to see their children is for them to kidnap someone else's child and keep the chain going. You see where the title comes into play. And, you know, if someone doesn't do what they are told, their child will be killed, and then the person before them has to find someone else to continue this chain. It's very obvious from the beginning, you know, this type of thing does not just appear out of thin air. There's a very sinister overarching control of this. You know, there is someone or multiple someones behind the scenes orchestrating this. And this book, I mean, if you want a book that captures you within the first five pages, I mean, this is it. Like everything about this book is just it's intense, bleak, straightforward. Even the cover of the book, it is black, white, and red. Like it just grabs your attention. And each chapter is broken down by minutes. Like it'll say like Thursday, 8:53 a.m. And then the next chapter will be Thursday, 9:10 a.m. Like you are getting like real time action, and you're seeing what each person involved with this is doing at that time. So it is immediate. It grabs you by the throat. I challenge anyone to try and put this down. And the cover is, like I said, the cover is so, like, attention grabbing. Be prepared for other people to walk by and go like, oh, what are you reading there? That looks really interesting. So yeah, not exactly light subject matter. I know that harm to children is very much a trigger for a lot of readers. So, I mean, this book makes that pretty clear up front that children in peril is like the literal theme of the book. But like I said, if you're looking for something just immediate, grab you by the throat and won't let go till you finish, this is the one to pick up. So again, that is The Chain by Adrienne McKinty.
All right. So my first book is a book that you should not take to vacation with you. And it's Pretty Things by Janelle Brown. And I've spoken about this book a lot, which is why I'll add a bonus pick in here. But I definitely want to talk about this book in more detail because it's a character-driven book, which, you know, you do not think is going to grab you, but it does, because the characters right off the bat that Brown introduces are so, they're so well-rounded. They're not, you know, they're not caricatures of any sort of, like character you see. They have so much dimension. And it basically introduces us to Nina, who is, you know, she is basically had this idea of what her life in LA would, you know, would be like, but it is not that. And she gets by, you know, by being a con artist. She's learned from the best. And, you know, it's like, she's doing what she knows from her mother. And it's very, not detailed, but it's very well done how we get into her mind and see her pulling off this feat, right? Like, it starts with a scene like that. And then we have Vanessa, who is, you know, who is an heiress. She is an influencer traveling the globe, and she's like living the life of, you know, supreme luxury. And Nina also has this on and off, very toxic boyfriend, Lachlan, who, you know, who also helps her in her con jobs. And both of, like, all three of their paths cross when they end up going to this vacation spot in like on the shores of Lake Tahoe. And over there, that's where Nina decides to pull her biggest con yet. And you sort of never know till the end who it involves, what's going on, who is, like, who is being conned, and who is the conner? Is that a word? Who is the con artist, basically. But another reason why this book is so, one you should not take to your vacation, specifically to Lake Tahoe, is because the prologue starts with, you know, if you submerge, I think it's called this, if you submerge a body in Lake Tahoe, people would not find it for days or something like that. And like immediately it paints a picture, so much so that I read this before going to Lake Tahoe, like a while before. And when we went to Lake Tahoe, all I could think of was how many bodies are at the like at the bottom of Lake Tahoe. That's all I could think about. And so like I literally caught myself like just wandering into the water. I wasn't thinking about life or my purpose. All I was thinking about was how many bodies are in there. So no, so if you're going to a lake, this is not your companion. Like, no matter how much you're tempted to, do not take this with you on vacation. I'm just kidding. You can take this on vacation if that's your jam. But I would not recommend. But it's very, like, the locale. I feel like the locale in itself. And also because, you know, Nina sort of exposes what happens in these touristy towns. Like, you know, it's like a whole economy. So she's, like, very clearly bursting all your bubbles. So, again, maybe skip this one for a vacation and come back and read it. But yeah, that's Pretty Things by Janelle Brown. And then the second bonus book that I'm going to add super quickly is One by One by Ruth Ware. It's another book that you should not take on your vacation. It's about this offsite company retreat that, you know, they go into the mountains to have like a nice ski trip, have nice team building activities. And it ends up that an avalanche hits and they end up losing power. And it seems like the team building activity they'll have to get through is survival. Like, who's going to survive? Because people start dropping dead one by one. That's the title. So if you're planning a snowy vacation in the coming new year, now is the time to read it so that you have 6 months to get over it. But yeah, another one, maybe skip while on vacation. Or, you know, if you're like on a beach somewhere and you're like, thank goodness that it's not cold. If you're one of those people who like summer, then One by One is perfect for you to even find more reasons to like summer. So yeah, so One by One by Ruth Ware.
Oh my gosh, when you were mentioning specifically with Lake Tahoe, that reminded me that even without even thinking about this episode's topic, so I'm listening to Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil in preparation for part of our vacation, and there was another book that just came out like literally last week. It's a literary southern thriller called The Kingdoms of Savannah by George Dawes Green. And from what I read about it, this book, the people are like, this book looks at all of the ugliness that's underneath all of the beauty in Savannah and really makes you like look at it. And so for that reason, I'm like, I'm going to wait to read this until we come back. Just because I'm like, look, I want to experience Savannah. And I know that it is a long, you know, it is a city with a long, tumultuous history. I am aware of that. But I'm like, I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it as much as I can. Then I'll come back and read about the ugly bits. And then if we go back again, I can be like, okay, you know, let's look here. But yeah, that one, I'm like, okay, I'm putting this one off until we return.
Agreed. That's what I was talking about with the cabin at the end of the woods as well, because, you know, it's basically about, I think it's about how they hear a knock or something. And no, thanks. Not while I'm trying to vacation in a cabin.
Yeah. But terrible, terrible book to read if you happen to have like a summer cabin somewhere. Yes. Or if that's where you, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So with that, before I jump into my second pick, let's hear from our second sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Harper Muse, publisher of Troubled Waters. Troubled Waters is an intimate portrait of two generations, a granddaughter and a grandmother, coming to terms with what it means to be family, Black women, and alive in a world on fire. In heartfelt lyrical prose, Mary Inez Hegler weaves an unforgettable story of the climate crisis, Black resistance, and the enduring power of family. Narrated by Janice Abbott Pratt and written by climate justice writer Mary Inez Hegler, the Troubled Waters audiobook is available everywhere May 7th. It follows Corinne as she plans to stage a dramatic act of resistance and peels back the scabs of her family wounds and puts her safety in jeopardy. Both grandmother and granddaughter must bring their unspoken secrets into the light to find a path to healing. Known for her essays that dissect and interrogate the climate crisis, drawing heavily on her personal experience as a Black woman with deep roots in the South, Mary Inez Hegler brings us her first work of fiction titled Troubled Waters. Make sure to pick it up. Thanks again to Harper Muse, publisher of Troubled Waters, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have 7 great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95. And she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number 6. So if he is to have 7 great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so my second pick continues the theme of books not to bring on vacation. And this book, it does not come out until September 20th, but when I read about it and I saw the cover, like, everyone needs to stop what they're doing immediately and go take a look at this cover because it's so creepy. And I saw it and I went, I have to talk about this book. So this is called The Getaway by Lamar Giles. It is a young adult dystopian thriller. And it does not take place at a real place that you can visit. The vacation spot is called Karloff Country, which is a resort. And Jay, the main character, his friends and his family, they're all spending time at the resort. He has an after-school job at the property's main theme park. And he understands that this place is very much an escape from the outside world. Things are not so great on the outside world, but when people come to Karloff Country, it's to get away from all of that. But then things in the outside world start to get worse, and then trouble starts finding its way in. Jay notices that one of his friends and her family suddenly disappear in, you know, one night, and no one wants to talk about it. And then new families start arriving. These really rich, powerful families start arriving at Karloff Country, and they aren't leaving. And unknown to everyone who works there, the resort has changed from a vacation spot to more like an end-of-the-world getaway. And there are some changes that are being made to this place in order to facilitate that Jay is starting to understand and start to realize that, hey, this is not great as an understatement. But of course, Jay has himself, his friends, his family, and they, of course, are not going to take this sitting down. And so they try to get to the heart of what is actually happening and what sorts of sinister deeds are occurring. Like I said, this book comes out, I believe, on September 20th is what I read. Yes, September 20th. And yeah, this book, I would say, applies, don't bring this on vacation for anywhere, really. I mean, it seems to be focused primarily like on, you know, resort theme park type of areas. But I mean, you know, imagine like one of the big themes that I feel like you get from these types of like anti-vacation thrillers is you are away from home. You're in a place that you think is supposed to be your getaway, your little sanctuary as you try to reset from all of the stresses of real life. And then it suddenly is not that, and you're trapped, or you know, stuff is happening to your loved ones and you don't know what's going on. Like, that's like, I mean, I'm saying this kind of facetiously, but I mean, haven't we all, like, as we start to get ready for vacation, haven't we all just been like, oh gosh, I hope this doesn't happen. I hope this doesn't happen. You know, I hope no one gets sick. I hope the weather, you know, you hope nothing ruins your vacation. And these types of books kind of like, hey, what if your vacation was ruined, but in the worst possible way? So yeah, so this book, it's going to come out after the summer has ended. But, you know, whether you're doing a fall trip or if you're starting to look ahead to next summer, perhaps, this book may have you second guessing that. So that is called The Getaway by Lamar Giles, and it's out on September 20th.
Anti-vacation thriller. We've created a whole new genre right here, like, woo-hoo, historic moment. Ruining vacation since 2022.
Red or dead, we ruin vacations.
My next pick, however, is one that you can take on vacation with you for a very strange, convoluted reason. I'll get there. But it's The Sentence by Louise Erdrich. And this is a book that I'm actually reading right now. And the reason I did not mention it in the beginning part of our show is also because this is a very light take on a mystery and a thriller. And that is exactly why I think you should take it on vacation with you. Like, it tells the story of Tuki. And it starts with a crime of passion. And our main character, Tuki, is sentenced for that crime. And then after she serves her sentence, whatever her fate is, she ends up working at a bookstore. And one of the bookstore customers dies. But their ghost is still haunting the bookstore, and they will not rest until Tuki gets her justice for how she died. So that basic, it's like, it starts with a crime, then it becomes about a crime, but it's also, you should take this on vacation for several reasons. First of all, Tuki is like the most matter-of-fact narrator I've ever read. Like, the worst possible thing is happening to her, and she's like, you know, like, yeah, so. And it's just, like, it's not belittling. It's not belittling at all. It's just very well done, and which makes it, like, you know, a pleasure to get through. And then the second thing is it's short chapters. So you're like, you know, you're like flying through the book. And then also there's like very, like, not an existential crisis level sort of wanderings going on. But she's saying like some fantastic things that you want to hold on to. You know, like there's this line in this book that she says, you know, books teach you everything except how to actually live. And it's like, I mean, yeah, we like to, like, you know, we like to believe that, you know, books can teach us everything, but it's also like, well, you know, but you still have to deal with real life after a while, you know? So it's, I mean, there's these wisdom, like smatterings of wisdom thrown in everywhere that make it a lot of fun. And it's like a very fulfilling read, a very well-rounded read. You're getting like a ghost story, like a bit of literary fiction itches being scratched, a mystery. Like, so it's very well done. I highly recommend it. I think this is the perfect thing that, like, I wish I was on vacation while reading it, but alas. But it's like perfect. It's like a perfect thing to read while you're in vacation. It will tick all your boxes of, you know, what you might be looking. Like, you know how you get different moods while you're on vacation? You want to read crime, romance, complex stuff, easy to read. It's all of those things. So, yes. So that's it. That's The Sentence by Louis Erdrich.
All right. So I know we have not even begun to uncover even the tip of the iceberg when it comes to vacation thrillers and anti-vacation thrillers. I mean, right off the top of my head, when we were talking about this stuff, immediately I thought of like two or three recently published airplane thrillers that right there, I'm like, well, that's just going to kill any vacation mood right there. So there are a ton of other suggestions that fit the bill. So if any of you have ideas for either great books to bring on vacation or books you absolutely want to leave at home, let us know so that we can A, know which books to pack, and also B, which books to leave at home so as not to ruin our limited vacation time. Oh, and with that, let's go ahead and jump into our new releases. Nesra, do you want to go ahead and kick us off since your pick is published before my pick comes out?
Absolutely. So my pick is Into the Sublime by Kate A. Boorman, and this comes out July 26th. So by the time you're listening, it's out and ready for you to read. This is a new YA psychological thriller from the author of What We Buried, and it's about four teenage girls who descend into a dangerous underground cave system in search of a lake of local legend set to reveal your deepest fears. However, when the cops arrive, only few things are clear. Four girls entered a dangerous cave, three of them came out alive, two of them were rushed to the hospital, and one is soaked in blood and ready to talk. Amelia Desmaris' story begins believably enough. Four girls, you know, from a now defunct thrill-seeking group planned an epic adventure to find a lake that Colorado locals call the Sublime. Legend has it that the lake has the power to change things for those who risk and survive its depths. And they each have their own reasons for going. But as her account unwinds and the girls' personalities and motives are drawn, things get complicated. Is Emily spinning a tale to cover her guilt, or was something inexplicable waiting for the girls down there? She is the only one with answers, and she's insisting on an explanation that is more horror fantasy than reality. Maybe the truth lies somewhere in between? After all, strange things inhabit dark places, and sometimes we bring the dark with us. So that's Into the Sublime by Kate A. Boorman, and that comes out July 26th.
When will fictional protagonists learn that entering a cave system, it never works out? Caves are no bueno.
No, you could not pay me to enter a cave.
No.
Well, you could, but if it has to be daylight and I have to have like 10 people with me. And like, you know, no, not even that. No, Pass.
You're like, you know what? No, now that I'm talking about it, no, not going to happen.
No, no.
All right. So my pick for new releases is The Devil Takes You Home by Gabino Iglesias. And this book comes out on August 2nd. So the main character of this book is Mario, who has a young daughter with a very serious illness. He is up to his eyeballs in debt. His marriage is on the verge of collapsing. And so he reluctantly takes a job as a hitman, as one does, to try and find a way to make ends meet. And in the process, he surprises himself with his unbefore known proclivity for violence. And then after tragedy destroys the life he thought he knew, Mario agrees to one final job: hijack a cartel's cash shipment before it reaches Mexico. So along with an old friend and a cartel insider named Juanica, Mario sets off on this near-suicidal mission, which will leave him with either $200,000 or a bullet in his skull. But, of course, the path to reward or ruin is never as straight as it seems. And as the men travel through the Texas landscape, across the border and back, their hidden motivations are laid bare alongside nightmarish encounters that defy explanation. And one thing is certain, even if Mario makes it out alive, he will not return as the same person. So this is very much a crime thriller meets supernatural thriller. If you've read any of Gabino Iglesias' novels before this one, this is his big, like, this is supposed to be his big breakout novel, but he's written other stuff as well. His stories are dark, they're gritty, they're intense. They combine real life horrors with supernatural ones. And reading his books are an experience. I also highly recommend, if anyone is on Twitter, give him a follow on Twitter. He's very entertaining to follow there. And so this book is good for if you really liked Blacktop Wasteland, or if you like Stephen Graham Jones or Silvia Moreno Garcia. This story just kind of brings all of these elements together in one super intense read. So again, that is The Devil Takes You Home by Gabino Iglesias, and that comes out on August 2nd.
All right. And with that, that is our show. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. Thank you so much to our wonderful sound editor, Jen Zink, for always making us sound great. For show notes, head over to bookriot.com/listen. For more book recommendations and bookish goodness, head over to bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. If you want to send us an email with feedback or show suggestions, you can reach us at redordead@bookriot.com. Otherwise, you can find me on Twitter at Javed Nusra. That's JavedNusraH.
And you can find me on Twitter at KT_library lady. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.